What's up, guys? It's been a minute. Some new information here in regards to what's going on with these drones, or what they want to call UFOs, UAPs. They're mixing it all up, if you can tell. And it seems like they're still stonewalling the public. They're refusing to tell us what's really going on. And it's a big setup, as always. But it's pretty obvious they know what's going on. And there's no way that they don't. This new pattern has emerged. When you're looking at the maps, you can see very clearly that not only are these drones coming in over top of American cities, but it's military bases. And it's not just a military base in America. They're going after these bases all over the place. In the UK and Germany, all of these other allied countries are seeing the same thing. And it's been going on for months. So the disturbing pattern that has emerged here is basically that we're the ones, our military bases are the ones being targeted. So people want to say out there, well, it can't be the United States then. Well, it can be. They could very well be practicing encroaching in on bases with their own stuff over their own bases because they can get away with it. Where else are they going to train and practice it? If we are being held hostage by another country, it is game over. If that's the only other scenario, it's either your government or it's not. If it's not our government, it's another government, and we're screwed because they've got everything. They got everything that our government's got that they shouldn't have. But, you know, your government comes out and tells you that the Chinese are all inside of our telecoms and they can't get them out, even in the DOD wiretaps. How does it happen? How does a building come down that was never hit? Huh? I think you already know. It's the same hands behind it. Huge events about to go into motion. All before inauguration, to set the stage here. And all these other people falling for traps left and right. That's a whole nother talk, a whole nother video right there. But it seems that this isn't going away. The drone incursions happening still on a nightly basis. There's no solid answers. All we do know is that there is a pattern of them going over United States military bases. And they're not doing nothing but creeping up and like just being there. You could say they're scanning the area, observing the area, but it's not like the UFOs of past that would creep up and shut down a missile silo, shut down the entire base. That's not happening. They're obviously drones with a new technology attached to them where they can go at very fast speeds, where they got a battery life or a gas tank that can outrun our military aircraft, and where they cannot be picked up on a thermal image. But they're drones. So they've incorporated all this UFO, UAP type of tech, bits of it, into the drones now. And you're seeing it on display. So only a matter of time before one of these things come down full scale and we see what it's made of. In the meantime, it looks like this is a massive black operation for sure. That's why 4C being behind this, they're the ones... You know, DARPAs and all them Palantirs are the ones that make this stuff and specialize in it and test it and roll it out. The biggest thing is that your government's lying to you. Will Trump tell you on January 20th when he's sworn in, will he tell you the truth knowing that he will know every bit of what's going on with it? Or will something huge happen before then? I guess we're on the clock here. Time's ticking. And, inauguration coming up fast. Head on a swivel, guys, is all I could say. And if you guys see anything in the sky, get any images, any footage, anything like that, let me know. Dabu7@yahoo.com. I'd love to share it, analyze it, see what we're working with. There's a big difference between some of these objects out there, obviously, between drones, UFOs, orbs, and all that. So, keep fighting the fight, guys. And keep your head up. It's been Dabu7. Hope to see you on the live streams. Much love.